Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. They're calling it, no, they're not even calling it an emergency gutter. They're calling it an accident and emergency gutter. It's that big. You're going to need resuscitating after you've listened to this. Fuck me. It's massive. Because we're all talking about the deal everyone's talking about. The deal that the gutter is going to sign up with Richmond Sausages and has beaten the overlap and the rest is football to the punch. That's what you're here for, isn't it, Neil Atkinson? That's what you're here for, isn't it, Dan Morgan? And Craig Hannon is trying to film me and keep a straight face at the same time. So I'll talk about Florian Wirtz instead because Craig will be able to, won't be able to keep himself together unless we do. Florian Wirtz then, Dan. You've come up all the way from London to discuss Florian Wirtz with me. Hot off the press. It's the biggest signing in our fucking history if we pull this off. It just is. No, I'm sorry. You laugh. You people, you know, it is the biggest. I was trying to think, was when Ian Rush came back the biggest signing in our history? And that's fucking years ago now, let's be right. But not just in monetary terms, in prestige terms. He's a world top five-ish footballer, sort of. Well, certainly in the bidding to be a world top three footballer in the next few years. I'm just thinking, before we drill down into is it going to happen, what the whys and wherefores and what's playing out and how good he is and what have you, it just feels just that massive to me. And I'm still in sort of shock at the fact that Liverpool are at this particular table.
It's very palpable, isn't it? And it shows a couple of things. It shows that Liverpool aren't dwelling on any departures, any major departures that are coming up, and we know that there's one. Liverpool are very much building for next season and have been doing for a long time, and I think that's clear here. It reminds me a little bit of the Thiago deal, this different profile of player, different age, different type of player, but just in the sense of Liverpool building from a real position of strength. You know, we forget around the time of Thiago, he was as good as you could have gone and got in the market, you know. I think he was an elite centre midfielder. Okay, age profile, hitting 30, etc., injuries. But there were people knocking around saying...
But he was getting away from... I'll be argumentative for the sake of it. He was getting out of Bayern. You had to say, why were Bayern letting him go at the end of the day? So he was as elite as a sort of a later years player goes. I'll give you that. But this isn't the same animal.
No, it's not. And I don't want to treat it the same and get into the semantics of it. But basically what I'm trying to say is, you know, Liverpool identified after just winning the league who is one of, if not the best player on the market who we can go and get right now.
Yeah, fair.
And I think that's what I'm trying to allude to. This one is so much more exciting. You know, he's a 22-year-old attacking midfielder. Every major club in Europe has profiled him and would like to sign him. Liverpool have done really, 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 really clever business, and it looks like they've negotiated and positioned themselves excellently